there's some travel congestion, some driving, so some people are going to have come in late if they come. So you may want to turn in your Bible to Genesis, if I can again, in chapter 3. Genesis in chapter 3. And as we've been looking at, in particular, the mysteries of chapter 13, we aren't scheduled to do all that, but maybe. We just did it 6-7 years ago. So I know you know it all, so what I tell you all over again. So, but the little bit we're looking at different. And in the light of that, he that hath an ear to hear, let him hear. And Revelation 2 and 3, he that hath an ear to hear what the Spirit of God is saying to the churches. So, we need to have an ear to hear. We need to have eyes. God made us eyes to see. We can't see without light. No light, no sight. Period. For anybody. That's not a physics law, it's more just what it is. You have to have light in order to see. Now, having said that little bit, and keeping that in mind, so the Spirit of God is trying to help us. If you don't have an ear to hear, an eye to see light, and an ear to hear, your relationship isn't going to go anywhere. You have to be able to understand a person. You can't understand a person without hearing, without seeing. Can't do it. It'd be like going to the museum and standing in front of it, just those statues or figures, and waiting for them to know them. You can't know them because they don't speak and they don't do anything. You have to interact just to lock it in again, because you'll see it in a minute maybe. Go over to Galatians. Over to Genesis in chapter 3. And just notice, we're talking about hearing. If you don't have ears to hear, you're in trouble. Now that doesn't mean with all the hearing aids and stuff. Hang on. Hearing, you have to hear. So therefore, God, you gave us ears to hear. How did Adam and Eve deal with the invisible, infinite God? Chapter 3 and verse 8. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord amongst the trees of the garden. And so you hear the verb, verse 8. And they heard. What did they hear? God was talking. What happens if you didn't hear? You don't know what he says. You have to hear him. And therefore you'll see it again. I am reading context. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? Now what did Adam do? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. So, you're hearing. You did hear. Verse 9, verse 10. Adam heard God speak, and he responded, I have heard you, and that's why I hid, because I understand what happened. We have sinned and we're naked, and therefore, God, we're in trouble. So they heard with the ear. Now, having said that, so that's the basis of us humans to be able to hear. Now, Or if you would again, and you'll catch it quickly, Deuteronomy. And in Deuteronomy, if I may, in chapter 4, and we did it, but just lock it in again. Chapter 4, verse 1. Now therefore hearken, hear, it's a command. Hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments, which I teach you. What for? For to do them. Why do you need to do them? That you may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you. Now, sliding over to verse 10. Especially in the day that thou stood before, this is the Exodus 20 at Mount Sinai. Verse 10, chapter 4, Deuteronomy. Especially the day that thou stoodest before the Lord thy God in Horeb, when the Lord said unto me, gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words. And you know from Deuteronomy 5, they sure did hear them. I'll make them hear my words, that purpose, they may learn to fear me. If you don't hear what I'm telling you, there's no response, no relationship to go anywhere. I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, that they may teach their children. So you have to have hearing, hearing ears, in order to do what you do. And you know chapter 5, verse 1, chapter 6, verse 1, chapter 6, verse 4, I should say. Remember now, hear the word. Hear, keep hearing. Go all the way over, if you would, to Deuteronomy and chapter 31. And Deuteronomy and chapter 31. And you'll remember verse 12. Gather the people together, men and women and children, and thy stranger that is within thy gates, the purpose, that they may hear and that they may learn and fear the Lord your God and observe to do all the words of this law. Verse 13, that their children, which have not known anything, may hear, H-E-A-R, and learn to fear the Lord your God as long as you live in the land, whether you go over Jordan to possess it. You need to hear and you need to fear. And therefore you need to learn, to hear, to learn, to fear your God. How can you honor God's word if you don't know it? You have to understand. And therefore you know, without turning there, Romans 10 and 17, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And we share together the body of truth, fear. You got to have faith. You got to believe in God's word, the body of truth. And you got to hear it, and you got to have faith in it. You've got to be having faith. I'm resting on God's word, God's person, presence, and God's word. That's why you have ears to hear and eyes to see him who is invisible, to be able to go like Moses and look to God. And we have his word. So we have his word, which has been gone, but God has given us his word in order that we might understand, so that we have all the words of God, so that we can believe. So what are we doing? We're learning to hear. Why are we hearing? So that we can understand. How can we ever grow up? Otherwise, we'd just be limited to two or three words as a little baby. One of them, which would be no, probably. And of all the different words, we wouldn't know. We have to grow. we have to learn. So spiritually, what do you got to do? You have to grow. God intended you to grow. So believers need to be growing and knowing. How are they going to be growing and knowing? By hearing. Hearing what? God's word. And believing it, the body of truth, to be believed. So here we are looking, by faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So we're looking to God. Now, having said that, mail over to Matthew, and in chapter 13. In Matthew chapter 13, if I can. And you know, I'll read verse 9 since we're coming from that direction, Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. If you're hearing, are you paying attention? The disciples came and said unto him, Why speakest thou unto them in parables, which he had just done? And he answered and said unto them, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. So some have ears to hear, and other people hear, but don't hear. They don't hear. So why hasn't everybody in using our day? Why aren't people in the news and everyone quoting scripture, looking to God, etc., etc.? That isn't to be found, really, but not to be found. So we aren't looking to God. We aren't hearing God. We aren't listening to God. We aren't even trying to listen to God. What we do when crisis comes, God help us. But we aren't going to understand. God, we just want you to come like 911 and come and help us, and then you're done. Go home. Thank you. No. So therefore, what's missing? Over to Matthew chapter 1, chapter 3. What is missing? They hear, but they don't hear. So therefore, chapter 3, picking up, please, in verse 2. John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness. Verse 2, chapter 3, and saying, Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. What is he saying? You've got to repent. Repent. Are you hearing me? Repent. If you're hearing, repent. But I'm not hearing. I don't repent. Okay, now do it again. Chapter 4 and verse 17. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The Lord Jesus said, If you hear me, repent. Do you have ears to hear? Repent. Are you listening to what I'm saying to you? Repent. Chapter 10. And in chapter 10, if I may, picking up chapter 10, verse 5. Remember, God sent out the 70, and here's the 12 being sent. These 12 Jesus sent forth, chapter 10, verse 5, and commanded them, saying, Go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans, enter ye not, but rather go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. To the Jew first, remember. To the Jew first. God speaks to them who ought to know, and then he works his way down. Verse 7, And as you go, preach, saying, The kingdom of heaven is at hand. As you go, verse 7, preach the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, having said that, And keeping that in mind, verse 8, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. And so his message, are you hearing me? Repent. The benefits are there, but you've got to change your direction. You have to repent. But they didn't repent. So, and you know John the Baptist, John 1. And John the Baptist, as he stood and looked as our Lord passed, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. That's what he said. You have to repent. Now, with that little bit of reminder, back over to chapter 13. And in chapter 13, picking up if I can, if I may, in chapter 13. Therefore, in that back with that background, verse 12. For, that's a reason. I'll read, God has given it to the disciples to know them, but he's not given it to the others. The reason, verse 12. For, reason, explanation, explaining, because. Because whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that which he hath. Now, hang on now. So here we are looking. God said, if you're going to go to everyone that has something, and God has given it, therefore, and you're going to have it, you're going to have what? More abundance. Look over in the illustration, chapter 13, verse 8, on the seed, verse 8. And others fell on the good seed, but other fell unto good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold, a lots of abundance. He that hath will have more. That's what you're going to have. But he that doesn't have won't have anything. You're going to lose it. Hang on. So, therefore, keeping that in mind, if I can, in God's outworking. So you're going to have to go, and in chapter 13, again in verse 12. And that which you have, whosoever hath, shall him to be taken away. And taken away, to be taken away, to be lifted up. It's the easy way to remember it. Remember the ox yoke we used last time? Get your learning from me, put your head under the yoke, under the ox yoke. And what's the word take away? To lift away, to bring away, to raise up, to lift off the yoke. And the person says, I don't want this yoke upon me, and I lift it off my head. What do you know from Matthew 11, 28? Put my yoke upon you to learn of me. But I don't want that yoke on. So I take off the yoke and get the yoke off. I don't want to have to go to class anymore. I don't want to have to hear to keep learning. I'm done. You get the little verb, to take away, to be taken away, to raise up, as a yoke, to remove our sins, to take away. So that's the verb in verse 12. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away, even that which he hath. So what he thinks he has, he doesn't really have. He thinks he has it. And you have to now think about that for a minute. And in the process, God says you need to have truth. You need to know the truth. You need to understand the truth. And in the process, if you don't understand it, how can you practice it? How can you do Deuteronomy 4:1, 5:1, 6:4? How can you possibly do what you don't understand? Question. How do you really do that? You do a lot of things. But is it based on your understanding of what he said? You push the right. I remember the fellow, I think I shared that with you, in El Segundo, California, where the big refinery is. I think they're trying to get that. California may let them run the refinery. Anyway, big fire. And there's a big the control panel for this big refinery. And here's all these panels and lights and everything. Here they are. There they are there now. And you got a job. You work there. And you need to understand all the, think of people at the airlines and the towers managing the flights. And here's the all these buttons and everything. And all the lights are going and everything's telling you. And your job is to watch everything. They watch everything. And now you need to understand the lights, when they're blinking, when they're not blinking, etc. And in particular, you understand what? This button, when you see this light and this button, and you see this light and this button, when you see them, you as quickly and as fast as possible push them off, shut the thing down, shut the refinery down. It's in danger. Now you had to what? Pay attention. Do you understand your job? Do you understand it? If you don't understand it, then that which you have will be taken away from you and you'll get fired. You get fired. You've got to understand what you're doing. And therefore, God says, I've given you my word for you to understand who I am and what I'm doing. I want you to understand, grow up, with Ephesians 4:15. Grow up in the truth. Grow up in love, looking to God. So you learn, I want to know how to live. We want to know how to live with our Heavenly Father comfortably. That's what we want to do. So in the ups and downs, the easies and the easy and hards, we're learning. We're learning how to live. How are we going to learn? From your word. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear. And if you're hearing, you'll keep hearing. You'll keep hearing. That's what you're going to do. And in the process, God will go in his wonderful grace and help us. Now, having that in mind, if you would, and keeping that in mind, go over with me for a moment to Proverbs, just to see it. Proverbs chapter 1. Just to remind, here's King Solomon, and he's telling you what we're looking at. Proverbs chapter 1. And as you read Proverbs, to be able to abound, he that hath will keep having. He that hath and doesn't do what he hath, do anything, will lose everything he has. Lose it. You don't use it, lose it. Now, Proverbs chapter 1, verse 5. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain wise counsels. So a wise man will hear, and what's he going to do? Increase learning. Verse 7. The fear of the Lord, remember what we read in Deuteronomy 31, etc. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, and fools despise wisdom and instruction. Over to verse 29. Verse 29, 4. They that hated knowledge did not choose the fear of the Lord. Where did you get the knowledge? You have a fear of God when he speaks. So you listen. If you're going to get the job in that refinery, boy, you better pay attention to the instructions, because it's serious business. Pay attention. We hear the word, and we'll pick it up in a minute. It just goes right by. We got it. We got it. Did you understand it? Can you do it? Are you able to understand enough to practice that truth? What you hear, do, D-O, over and over again. Do it, so that you can live. You have to do it. But I don't understand it, then you can't do it. Now, over chapter 4. Chapter 4 and verse 7. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her, etc. So, Prince, we want to learn. We want to learn to understand. That's what you want to do. You want to be able to do the job. Then you're going to pay attention because you're going to be told. When I had to go to work, all you people that you know those, when you go to work, you have to learn. They have to tell you what the job is and what you have to do the job rightly. So what are we going to do, God? We're going to have to go and learn, and learn. We want to learn. We become believers. Then how do we enjoy being a believer? We have to grow up. How are we going to grow up? Hear instructions from the Father so you know what to do. Chapter 4, verse 7, wisdom is the principal thing, etc. Over to chapter 9. And chapter 9, you can turn the pages. Chapter 9 again, verse 9. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. The fear of the Lord, always connected, having that healthy respect for who's talking to me. God is, through his word. We aren't listening to some program on the television. We aren't listening to a radio program. We aren't listening to a lecture from something. We aren't going to a classroom. We're listening to God. Who is talking? Have a healthy fear of who is talking in God's word. Fear God. Chapter 9, Proverbs, verse 9 again. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will yet be wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding the Holy One. To know the living God, to have a healthy fear of God as we must. Therefore, back over to Matthew, and in chapter 13, as we read. Now, probably we'll go right from that, I guess, to pick that up. In verse 12. The end of the verse 12. Whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that which he hath. And you know, Romans chapter 1, every little boy and girl born on planet Earth, God gets to them and helps them to know that he's the creator. He's the one that created them. Romans chapter 1. So now, and then what are you going to do? So we don't have the problem with saying, well, no one talked to me. I didn't know what to tell them. You may not have known what to tell them, but God didn't make a mistake, and God did do his job. That's why every man and woman, boy and girl, is guilty. Because God told them who he was. And the little boy or girl forgot. That's the trouble. They forgot. We don't want to have that. So now, having said that, over to the Gospel of Mark and chapter 9. Mark chapter 4, better. Mark and chapter 4. Picking up, if I may, chapter 4, and going to verse 23. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. So we're on the same subject, same movement. We're listening, getting, making sure our ears, are we hearing good? Verse 24. He said unto them, take heed what you hear. With what measure you measure, it shall be measured to you again. And unto you that hear, shall more be given. So take heed what you hear. Take heed to what you're hearing. Take heed to what you're listening to. In the process, so in what manner, what kind, what are you listening to? What are you listening to? And where is it coming from? What are you hearing? And where is it coming from that you're listening? We hear many things, and we listen to many things, and we don't do a lot with them. We don't have to. But what are you hearing that's influencing your life? In which direction is it going? What are you listening to, and where is it coming from? Who's talking to you? Who are you listening to? And you always, for believers, we're back to the book. Back to the book. We're going to go and search the scriptures, like John 7, Acts 17, and see if there be Bereans, and see what they say. Go to the book. That's why we look at the book a little bit and try to get this understanding. So when people say something, you want to hear, I'm listening. I'm walking in the light as he is in the light. Listening, God, what you're saying. But it isn't matching up. It has to match up. I know you may be using it, but it doesn't fit. It doesn't fit. You could lose your salvation. You need to do this. That doesn't fit. That doesn't fit. I know that's wrong. So whoever's telling me that, it doesn't know. I'm not going to listen to them. They aren't telling me the truth. No, so I'm going to pay attention. What are you telling me? Now, so therefore, Mark chapter 4 and verse 24, take heed what you hear, what you hear. Pay attention to what you're listening to. Where is it coming from? Verse 25, because, for he that hath, to him shall be given. And he that hath not, from him shall be taken away, taken even to that which he hath. So you know a little bit, you heard a little bit. Oh yeah, I remember what I learned in Sunday school. Well, that's good. You can, if you remember it, and you can pull it out and be convicted and think, understand, you get saved. But otherwise, it drifts away. We think of all the Sunday school stuff you had that you get, all the different Sunday school, different things. And when you think back, going through all the, at least when you do a lot of Sunday school, you learned a lot. Maybe you heard a lot. You went through a lot. But what do you remember? The church is, the church and all of the fear of God and all these things. What do we remember? And we don't remember. It disappears. It disappears and doesn't come back. And if you keep hearing, though, your hearing wakes up. And your hearing can wake up. And you may have heard Romans, using Romans. You could have heard Romans chapter 6 and 7 and 8 25 years ago. And you could hear it Sunday, and it will change your life because you're listening different. You're hearing different. It's different. You could have had that happen 25 years ago, but you didn't pay attention. You had ears to hear, and it just slipped away. It slipped away, and you've been going to church for 25 years, and you haven't even just now catching up. Now, having said that, and keeping that in mind if you can, so what you hear, where is it coming from? And secondly, you know Luke chapter 8, and in Luke chapter 8, picking up if I may. And you'll note Luke chapter 8 and verse 18. Take heed, 8:18. Take heed, therefore, how you hear. For whatsoever hath, for whosoever hath, to him shall be given. And whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that which he seemeth to have. He thinks he has it. You think you understand it. And God said it will disappear. Won't do you any good. Won't do you any good. No. You aren't going to believe it, and by faith, and therefore you don't have it. You haven't captured it by faith, so you don't have it. So you need to be believing. So therefore, and in verse 18, take heed, how, in what manner, by what means, in what way are you hearing, present tense? Pay attention, receiving or rejecting the truth. The evidence that you value something is you have it. If you have the password, I guess you have passwords for different things now, a password for some safe or something, or whatever you use passwords for, and have a password. And you keep the password. You don't want to forget the password, because that's what gives you access to that which is important to you. So, how? Take heed. How and what manner are you hearing? Are you hearing in what kind of way? What kind of attention are you paying, valuing? How do you value what you're hearing? If you value the password, boy, you're going to remember it. You're going to remember it because it's the password. Take heed. How are you hearing? How are you listening? Who are you listening to? And how much is it sinking in? Sinking in. How are you hearing? So therefore, in God's wonderful, wonderful kindness, God does what he does as only he does. So pay attention to what you hear. Where is it from? What is it? And how are you doing it? Are you doing it half awake? Are you doing it with an understanding? You need to know which buttons to push, like we use the illustration, or the password. You don't want to lose the password, because then you can't use the object, the base, the phone, or whatever it is that you have. You have to have the password. You don't want to lose it. Okay, how are you listening? I'm listening with intensive. That's why God said, I'm going to speak to you, Deuteronomy. Fear me and learn. Fear who I am. We aren't reading a comic book, and we aren't reading a human book. We're reading God's word. And when we read God's word, underline big letters, God's word. Pay attention. You may not understand it, but just reading it is something. Just reading it, it's God's word. Wow. Now, having said that little bit, illustration, chapter 19. Illustration. If you don't, everything that you lock onto, practically, if you get something and understand it, and you lock it in your head in some way, and you take it, and then you get something else, like pieces we've shared, like pieces of a puzzle, and the puzzle's there with the 10,000,000 pieces. 5,000 pieces, and you're going to end that puzzle. You're here, you're growing up to put that puzzle together. Noah took 120 years to put the ark together, and you're taking a lifetime to put that picture together. That's what you're doing, looking at that picture. So you get the puzzle. Now, here's the piece. And then you get another piece over here. But you've got the pieces hanging on a little bit, as best you can. And here comes another piece. Well, that piece connects to this piece. And pretty soon you got pieces coming together as you learn. You just did it in Proverbs. The more you learn, the more you will learn. The more you're paying attention, the more you'll do it. A wise man is going to be wise. A person learning is going to keep learning. You keep growing. And the puzzle gets bigger and bigger and better and easier as you do it. That's what you need to know. So you're doing it. Otherwise, the puzzle's useless to you. There's no picture. None of the pieces go together. It doesn't do you any good. Illustration, chapter 19. And you'll notice, our Lord, verse 13. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. And his servants and the citizens hated him and sent a message after him saying, we will not have this man to reign over you. So we live in a world that the world doesn't want to hear or believe. But we're supposed to be believing. God gives us a pound. He gives us a unique relationship, Ephesians 4:7, to himself. To every man, every believer, he gives himself. Every believer, he gives himself for what he wants. Now, and if I receive that, then I want to grow. I want to know. So therefore, in the world of unbelief, illustration, God gives to each one a pound. And you'll notice, verse 13, and it came to pass that when he was returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded these servants to be called unto him, to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Then came the first, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 10 pounds. And he said unto him, well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in a very, very little, thou hast authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 5 pounds. And he said likewise to him, be thou over 5 cities. And another came, saying, Lord, behold, here is thy pound, which I have kept laid up, in a napkin. I put a napkin, I put it in my little napkin, and I put the pound in the napkin, and then God gives me the pound to spend, and I wrap it up and put it in my pocket. See, I did it, God. And God said, what'd you do with it? It's in my pocket. See, good. It's in my head. I got it, God. I got the pound. Okay. Verse 21. For I feared, I put it in my pocket, because thou art an austere man. You're very stern and very strict. Thou takest up that which thou layest not down, and reapest that thou didst not sow. Now, God, you're judging every man based on their relationship to you. Verse 22, he said unto him, out of thine own mouth will I judge thee, thou wicked servant. Thou knewest that I was an austere man, taking up that I laid not down, and reaping that I did not sow. Wherefore, then gavest not thou my money into the bank, at that at my coming I might have required mine own with interest. In other words, you could at least put it in the bank and let it get some interest. You could have at least done something with it. Verse 24. He said unto them that was stood by, take from him that hath take from him the pound, and give it to him that hath 10 pounds. And he said unto him, Lord, he hath 10 pounds. For I say unto you, that unto every one which hath shall be given, and from him that he hath not, even that he hath shall be taken away from him. He thinks he has something. Seemeth to you. I think I understand. That'll be taken away. And you'll be there. You go die. You never. That doesn't mean you aren't saved. But you just didn't get it. Therefore, in closing, over to 1 Corinthians. And you'll notice in the process, because you want to ask yourself, well, boy, I didn't do anything. No, but you never did. You never took my... I gave you my life. I wanted to be outlive my life and your life. And you didn't cooperate. So what you had, I gave you my life. You didn't enjoy my life. So you're lost. All of that time on earth that you could have had. A wonderful relationship. But we never did. We just never did. Now, so therefore chapter, excuse me, 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And in chapter 3, as you would know, in closing, keeping that in mind, so you'll see it a little bit. Verse 11, for of the foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus Christ. That if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and stubble. In other words, here we are. We have so many days on planet Earth. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. In other words, you're going to go. If he that hath will keep getting. The wise man will get wiser. The person that's learning is going to keep learning. I'm not saying, well, I got everything, I graduated. See, you don't do that. You never graduate. You have to go to heaven to graduate. That's what I think. You'll never graduate. You'll never learn. You'll never know it all. I know people do, but I don't think most of us ever get to that place. All that we know. No, we don't. I have to do everything all over again. Every week. All over again. That I did 20 times. I do it again 21 times. Over and over. And each time, I learn a little more and understand a little better. Wow. I know everything. I hear people say that to me. You know, yeah, I know. I said, good for you. Not everyone knows everything, but it saves a lot if you know everything. Now, chapter 3. Every man's work, verse 13, should be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. Fire doesn't burn up gold, silver, and precious stones. And the fire will try, put to the test, every man's work, of what sort, kind it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, gold, silver, precious stones, he shall receive a reward. But if you didn't go there and you lose. I told you could have had it, but you're going to lose what you think you have. Verse 15. If any man's work abide, shall be burned. He shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so is by fire. No, I'm going to save you. I'm going to save you because I committed it. Why did you commit it? Because I died for you. Because I created you. I'm committed to save you. Now you may miss out on all that I saved you for. But you're surely going to be saved. If you have the Son, you're surely going to be saved. You have to be saved. You have to be. But you won't just lose out. You know, just miss out. So God has to help us. I hope you understand a little better. You hear, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of God is saying to the churches, to your heart. How you hear and what you hear. So I want to hear. It's God's word and God. It's very important. I understand. How am I going to get along with God? I have to go through and you have to go through the trial, the trouble, the ups, the downs, the easy, the hards in your daily life in all kinds of different ways. And you have to go through it. But you have to have, you want to be able to go in all of our old, in all of our self, old and sin nature. We want to be able to go and realize, God, you're a wonderful Savior. And I'm going to, in all of my problems of in the flesh, I'm going to look to you to help me get through them. I'm not, they may not ever go away, but here they are, and here I am in you. Help me to learn, Romans chapter 5. Help me to learn of your wonderful grace as I go through it to trust you. I want to learn. I don't want to have what I think I know disappear tomorrow. I want to have it. I want to add to it. I want to have 100-fold, 70-fold, 30-fold. I want to have God be fruitful. I want to have that relationship that you meant us to have. I want to have that relationship to honor you the more. So I need understanding. That's why the mysteries are in parables, because the world doesn't want to understand. But the believing heart does. And God honors the believing heart here and now. He honors it. And that's what I want. God, help me. That's why you've been saying that probably like I do. God, help me to understand. Understand, God. Yeah.